If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Answer a few questions about your car's history and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
Dell Technologies' semi-annual sale has arrived, and it's time to upgrade to the latest business technology. Save big on laptops and desktops with Windows 11 Pro. Plus, get amazing deals on server, storage, and cloud solutions, as well as top work accessories, including docks, monitors, and more. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for special business offers during our semi-annual sale.
Today on Hey Culligan, sustainability and better water. Here's Sam.
Hey Culligan, I'm really into sustainability. My clothes, my utensils, my food. But how do I get more sustainability from my water?
Super question, Sam. And the answer is an always-on drinking water system from Culligan, which helps eliminate the equivalent of 15 billion single-use plastic bottles a year.
Whoa, that's a ton of sustainability.
416,000 tons, Sam, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
ESPN Wichita is your home for the NFL draft.
The Kansas City Chiefs select Patrick Mahomes, the second.
The Bears was at 7-10 team last year. That's pretty good for a team that has the first pick. It's pretty exciting, you know, if you could go into a situation like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to just be blessed wherever I hear my name called. It's a blessing, something that as a kid that I dreamt about.
Follow the NFL draft on your hometown station, ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM.
Is SportsCenter.
I'm Christine Lisi. When the Bucks open up their first round NBA playoff series against the Pacers Sunday, Giannis Antetokounmpo will likely be a spectator. According to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, Milwaukee's preparing to be without the two-time league MVP for the start of the series. They hope treatment on his calf strain allows him to return at some point in the series. Lakers power forward Anthony Davis questionable against the Pelicans tonight in the West 7-8-7 play-in matchup. The West 9-10 play-in tonight, Kings and Warriors. Despite sputtering down the stretch, Sacramento will get the better of this win-or-go-home matchup, predicts ESPN's Andrea Carter.
First of all, it's in Sacramento. Second of all, Sacramento is going to be fired up from what happened last season when the Warriors knocked them out of the playoffs. And then if you think about it, this has been a close game. The last three times these teams have played, it's been decided by 1 point. De'Aaron Fox is averaging 27 points against the Warriors in the last 10 times that he's played them.
Kings Warriors 9:30 Eastern ESPN Radio. Michigan got 3 years probation, was fined and hit with recruiting restrictions for recruiting violations during the pandemic under former football coach Jim Harbaugh.
As humans, we like having options. One option you might like is speaking with a real person when you call about your credit card. With 24/7 live U.S.-based customer service from Discover, everyone can talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It's just a public service announcement sponsored by Just Blaze and the good folks at Rockefeller Records.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is H to the OV. I used to move snowflakes by
hour
the
number two is officially underway right here on the Pulse on Wichita's sports leader, ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM, streaming online at ESPNWichita.com. The TuneIn app on your smartphone, and if you have a smart speaker, you can always tell that thing to tune into ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Pat Strothman. Producing today is the great Jack Johnson. If you want to be a part of the show, here is how. 316-669-4996 is the hotline. You won't be able to use that at this point because we have a guest. But 316-669-4996, that is the number to call. Text line number is 316-247-0923. I had someone on the text line say, yeah, I would love to be at the golf tournament, but I'm going to be in Austria for work, which that might be a good reason to miss our golf tournament. No big deal. But feel free to use the text line, 316-247-0923. We also have social media. Interact on Twitter/X. You can also find us on Facebook and on Instagram. We'll take a look at some of the national sports headlines coming up in just a little bit. After that, we'll have a Take Two Tuesday with Jack Johnson. Right now, though, it is time for a Tuesday with Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle. He is here every single week, and we got a little bit of exciting news to report when it comes to Wichita State men's basketball, because Wichita State was able to get a commit from the transfer portal, and that guy is A.J. McGinnis from Lipscomb. Paul Mills looking for some shooting, with Colby Rogers entering the portal and finding a home in Memphis. So priority number one was to go out and get a guy who can shoot, and it appears this guy can do that just a little bit. Taylor, you've had a chance to break down his film. What are the initial thoughts on A.J. McGinnis?
Yeah, he's a shooter. You know, those are hard to find in the portal. You know, averaged 13 a game last year for a pretty good Lipscomb team, and shot 40% on the three-point line. So, you know, those guys are hard to find. After watching the film, I don't think he's going to have the ball in his hands very much, not much of a playmaker, but he is someone that's going to be able to stretch the defense and do similar things to Colby Rogers. I don't think he's that level of a three-point shooter, that prolific, but, you know, he is very good. And, you know, for a team that desperately needs outside shooting, it's a good start in the transfer portal. They're obviously going to have to load up on a few more guys that can shoot it if they're going to change the spacing that, you know, this team works with. So, you know, a good start, but, you know, they still need some work in that backcourt and at the four to add some more shooting around them.
Yeah. Well, you had a chance to break down the film a little bit more, and you said with him being able to catch and shoot, I guess I'm trying to think of ways for Paul Mills to kind of make that work, not have him be a stationary shooter, but maybe you got to go with the strength there. If the strength is truly just catch and shoot, then something tells me it'll be a lot of, hey, you stay in here or you come off a screen, and maybe that changes the offense a little bit for Wichita State.
Yeah, I mean, he can. He was pretty versatile last year. You know, he can put it on the floor and score. You know, he was a pretty good jump shooter last year. So I meant more like playmaking. He's probably not going to, you know, be much of a playmaker, you know, out of the pick and roll, which you saw Colby Rogers do a little of last season, really leveled up his game. It's still probably not his strength, but, you know, he was able to do it and really score out of the pick and roll. You know, McGinnis was able, Lipscomb didn't really run much pick and roll. You know, that offense, so many back cuts and, you know, a lot of dribble handoffs. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he fits into Paul Mills' system. But, you know, he does have a little juice scoring off the bounce. He's an overall very good jump shooter. I think he ranks like in the 89th percentile, you know, if you look on Synergy. So, you know, it's a good foundation. You know, I'm sure he can slot in. He's going to play, you know, a pretty big role, I would think, on next year's team. And it sounds like they're going after more ball handlers who can shoot it as well. So we'll see, you know, what eventually happens and what other pieces they add to this offense. But like I said, you know, you need shooting, and McGinnis is going to deliver that.
Tuesday with Taylor Eldridge here on The Pulse on ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM. Justin Hill had a chance to, or might be going to, Wichita State. Don't know if the actual visit took place or not, but Justin Hill, when he found out he was being looked at by Wichita State out of Georgia, I'm sure he had a chance to look him up a little bit. What's the story on Justin Hill, and how well could he fit in with Wichita State?
Yeah, veteran ball handler, you know, point guard, started his career at Longwood, was a main initiator there his sophomore year, had a really good season on a Longwood team that made it to the NCAA tournament for the first time in school history, and he put up good stats, and that's how you end up in the SEC, going from Longwood to the SEC. Once he got to Georgia, was more of a table setter, more of a pass-first distributor, which is what I think he would be as at Wichita State. You know, the shooting numbers were fine, nothing outstanding, but he does have a little juice off the bounce. More importantly, he takes care of the ball, you know, better than a 2-to-1 assist to turnover ratio. So he's a good decision maker. He's reliable with the basketball. And for a team that, you know, struggled with turnovers, struggled generating assists, that's what they need, you know, next season. They need someone that they can put the ball in the hands of and feel confident, you know, we're going to get a good shot. They felt good about how the visit went. They were hoping for a commitment, but, you know, never official until, you know, Joe Tempton puts out that graphic or whoever does the graphic. So never know it until that happens. So they're in on him. They're in on Isaac McBride, the Oral Roberts combo guard, put up 19 a game, very efficient. He could play the one or the two. So, you know, they're looking at bringing in some real juice to the backcourt. And McGinnis, more of an off-ball player, more of a shooter. These other two guys, they're going to have the ball in their hands a lot, you know, if they do end up at Wichita State.
Memphis was able to land Colby Rogers. It looked like Colby Rogers was going to talk to a few other schools, one being Kansas, but Penny Hardaway goes in there, and he finds a way to get that commitment once again. Memphis landing one of the top scorers and one of the top players from Wichita State. What was your reaction when he saw Colby Rogers was going to Memphis?
Yeah, I think Penny, they just get a list of, you know, they look at the all-conference teams in the American, and then they just go down the list, and they just have a list of the best players in the AAC, and they said, okay, here are our targets in the transfer portal. So, I mean, they got P.J. Haggerty at Tulsa. They get Colby Rogers, Wichita State. They're probably going to add Aaron Scott from North Texas. So they're kind of like this AAC all-star team. The second year in a row, they brought in a couple of AAC guys. So kind of weird how that works out, but, you know, I think it's a good fit for Colby. You know, they had, you know, David Jones there last year, had a really good year. We'll see how he fits in. You know, obviously they're going to be reloading a lot of their roster. Haggerty, Super Bowl dominant player. We'll see how that works out. But, you know, I thought Colby really leveled up his game this last season at Wichita State. You know, still a ways to go, you know, from where he wants to be. But, you know, I thought he got significantly better than that last season at Siena and really worked his way up and, you know, had some big-time opportunities in the portal. And, you know, things are so fluid with recruiting. I think a lot of that stuff doesn't get made public, but, you know, things change so fast in the portal. And, you know, I think Alabama was really in on him, and then they end up taking somebody else. And I think he just didn't want to wait, and Memphis swoops in. I don't think that was ever really reported. That they even had interest, and then, you know, they kind of bring him in on this stealth visit, and he ends up committing. And so, you know, crazy how fast things can work in the portal and how quickly things can change.
Is that really the worry for Wichita State and other teams of this conference if Memphis is going to stay in it? Is that the worry, seeing Memphis start to just poach some of the all-conference guys? Is that going to be a theme moving forward with this whole NIL game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it seems like Paul Mills and Kevin Saul are in agreement with how NIL should be used at Wichita State. And, you know, they did their radio tour, you know, with all these radio stations. And, you know, they've really been preaching on retention, using it for retention, not acquisition. And that's kind of the opposite of what Memphis is doing. You know, they're not really trying to build a two-year, three-year team. You know, they're just looking to make the best, bring in the best talent for 1 year. And then after this 1 year, okay, you're, you know, we're expecting everyone to, you know, go their own way. And they're just, you know, year in, year out, trying to, you know, flip an entire roster. And I think Paul Mills is kind of operating in a different view where he's trying to get, you know, a group of, you know, five, six, seven guys. You know, I think it's unrealistic to keep an entire team together, but I think you can keep a good core together. And, you know, they got a lot of seniors in that senior class, and some of these guys they're looking at, you know, are fifth-year players. So, you know, they're going to be in the same situation probably next year where they're flipping over a large portion of this roster. We'll see what it shakes out to be. But, you know, a lot of these guys are going to be on their last year of eligibility. And, it sounds like what his vision is, though, is, you know, to bring in guys and try to keep a group together and use that NIL money to keep guys, you know, keep the right guys. And we'll see how realistic that is, you know, as it plays out. But, yeah, I mean, I think you got two kind of competing styles there where Memphis is looking just to, you know, add the best talent every single year. And I think that's, you know, probably plays a part of, you know, why they had so much struggle last year. You know, they had so much talent, but it just never really blended, never really meshed, and a very disappointing end to their season. Colby Rossier is one of the ones that helped ended it, and now he's playing for him. So it will be interesting to see how how these two competing styles play out. But I think Memphis, you know, probably the clubhouse leader right now for a favorite in the conference next season.
Taylor Eldridge with us from the Wichita Eagle here on the Pulse on ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM. He comes on every single Tuesday here on the show. Switching over to the spring sports, Wichita State softball loses another series. Shockers fall to South Florida. The wrap things up 3-2. For the first time since 2015, Wichita State has lost three consecutive series in conference play. They'll have to dust themselves off tomorrow when they take on Oklahoma State at Wilkins Stadium, and then they have another three games coming up this weekend here in Wichita. What do you make of Wichita State softball at this point after losing three conference series in a row? Certainly not a norm with Christy Breadbetter and this Wichita State program.
Yeah, kind of a testament to how much better the conference has been with the new teams and some of the returners too. And, you know, pretty much all the new schools have been really good. And, you know, you look at the record and you would think, oh, man, they're having a disappointing season. You know, they're just playing to the conference tournament. Well, you look at the RPI, it's still in, you know, the early to mid-40s, and they still have a chance, and, you know, a pretty good chance at at large bid. You know, if they can keep it there in the early 40s, and they're obviously going to have to start winning these weekend series. You can't keep losing them and have, like, a losing record in the American. But I think the AAC has a real chance to get, you know, three, maybe four schools in. So, you know, kind of speaks to just the strength of the league. And, you know, they're probably out of the conference title race. But, you know, they still, you know, they're going to have that home field advantage in the conference tournament. But, you know, if they can start stringing together series wins, you know, obviously it would be, you know, ideal if they, you know, get a win like on Wednesday against Oklahoma State, a top 10 team, steal one like that. That's going to really change their fortune. But they got to start winning on the weekend. And we'll see if they can get it done. You know, I know they have a lot of, you know, theme nights planned for this weekend. They have the Taylor Swift friendship bracelets they're giving out on Friday. I know Jocelyn Allo, the home run leader from OU, playing in the AUX. She's going to be there Wednesday hanging out at the game. So they got a lot of big events, you know, planned for this week. So, you know, a good chance to go out to Wilkins and catch some softball.
Yeah, and I know Soli and you are probably eyeing tomorrow at X Stadium for Wichita State and Oral Roberts. There's a certain 50-cent hot dog promotion. I know that's Soli Engel's big deal, but
yeah,
good for Wichita State
Soli.
Baseball. Yeah, that is all Soli. I guess I should have roped you into that. That's not fair. I should have do that. I should definitely just make it all about Soli because he's
for double digits.
Well, whatever he did that one time, I think he immediately regretted it. So I guess we'll see if he can do it one more time. Well, Wichita State baseball this past weekend, they got a big series win against FAU. They started things off with a 4-2 loss, but recovered nicely by getting the win 14-9 on Saturday, and then 10-5 in eight innings. Had to close that game early because the travel curfew rule that they have over there. That was a must-win series for Wichita State baseball, and the Shocks were able to get it done this past weekend.
Yeah, they were really struggling. You know, a six-game losing streak going into the weekend, you know, four in a row in conference. And, yeah, it was a big weekend for them to reverse that fortune. I think they had, 24 runs Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, they kind of swung their way out of that slump. And like you said, a huge series win. You look at the top of the conference, you know, they have three losses, UTSA. So they're still in this, you know, still in the mix. Obviously, this coming weekend will tell a lot about, you know, if Wichita State still has a chance after this weekend going on the road. Team in the ECU, that's going to determine a lot, kind of tell us a lot about the Shockers. If they can win that series, though, you know, you're going to be looking very good, you know, coming in May. So we'll see. But, yeah, big week for Shocker baseball. You know, it's been rare to get those midweek wins because they're usually playing pretty good Big 12 competition. So a good chance for them against Oral Roberts, who's quality, but I don't think up to the same bar as, you know, an OU or Oklahoma State or K-State. Good chance there in the midweek. And then, like I said, huge road series this weekend going out to Greenville.
Before you get going, NBA playoffs officially start this week. First and foremost, can we just marvel in the Oklahoma City Thunder being the top seed in the West? Can we sit back and bask in that for a little bit? How wild is that?
Yeah, I was me and my buddies, we do like this NBA preseason picks, and we were just looking at them yesterday, and I felt like I was really high in Oklahoma City. I picked them fifth, by far the highest of anybody, and I thought I was really high on them. And yeah, to end up one, incredible season down in Oklahoma City. They got it going, and that environment is so fun. It reminds me of a college environment down there in Oklahoma City. So yeah, those playoff games, I'm hoping the Warriors win this play-in and get that 8 seed. That would be pretty cool to see them down in Oklahoma City. I think that would be a great series. Might even get the Lakers. We'll see what happens tonight. So I think whoever they play, it's going to be a very fun first round series against Oklahoma City. So young, they're going to be playing one of these veteran teams that have been there, done that. So I think it should be pretty compelling.
Yeah, my buddy down there in Oklahoma City, he's enjoying every single second of what the Thunder have been able to do this year. Who ends up winning the Western Conference?
Man, I don't know if you can go against Denver. I think until somebody beats them, I'm going to go with Jokic and the Nuggets.
Okay. Boston's the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. There's New York and Knicks as the two seed. If you pick New York, then that's your prerogative, I suppose. I just think the Knicks, they just tend to have that tendency to fall flat on their faces. So who wins the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, I think I'm going to keep with – I think my preseason pick was Boston over Denver.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna keep with it. That's what I'm going with, Boston over Denver. In the finals, I haven't seen anything this season to change my mind.
Yep. Hey, I don't blame you. I think that is totally fine. It's just a little bit different when you see some of those teams like the Thunder being a top seed and you have the New York Knicks being a number two seed. It's a little weird seeing that. But at the end, you still got Boston. You still got Denver. And we'll see how things progress here throughout the entire week and for the rest of the NBA playoffs. Taylor, you the man. Thank you so much. You enjoy yourself this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, appreciate it. Have a good one.
Tuesday with Taylor Eldridge right here on The Pulse on Wichita Sports Leader, ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM. Always good to wrap things up with Taylor with an NBA segment because I know he's big into the NBA. Wichita State men's basketball, what's next for them in the portal? AJ McGinnis hopping on board. You do have Hill from Georgia. That would be a good fit from a point guard perspective. To get another ball handler would be a good thing. Looking at Hill's list of teams who have reached out, LSU being one of them, and I know LSU didn't have the greatest of seasons, but there's some talent, though, when you take a look at that list. So that would be a big get for Wichita State. And, of course, we'll sit back and wait and see what happens with Isaac McBride from Oral Roberts. Still no answer there when it comes to that. But Paul Mills and the Shockers trying to get some more players to hop on board after losing a handful of individuals to the portal. 316-247-0923. That is the text line. If you want to hit us up, feel free to do so. Would love to hear from you. Coming up in just a little bit, we got to take to Tuesday with Jack Johnson. Next, though, we got to take a look at all the things happening in the sports world. What is happening in the sports world? We'll catch you up and give you some thoughts as well on the variety of topics we have in store for you. That's coming your way next here on The Pulse.
The heartbeat of Wichita sports fans. The Pulse on ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM.
Hey, happy 420. This is Jeff from CBD American Shaman Derby, where this month every day is 420. Buy four items and get 20% off. Also, take advantage of our new hours, open till 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Life is better with the feather.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a drama coach to be an IT guy.
Yeah, I'm having trouble logging in.
I'm not buying it. Say it again. This time with feeling.
I can't log in?
Come on, man. I want to feel your struggle.
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Now, like your life depends on it.
I can't log in.
Yes, we'll make an actor out of you yet.
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
The NBA playoffs are set to officially get underway tonight with a couple of play-ins, if you will. If you're wondering where to watch those games, I have the answer for you. It's a simple solution. Go to Twin Peaks, one out west at Ridge and Taft, one out east at 21st and Rock. Go to the Lodge, because that is the best place for all things hoops. Get to your favorite location for all of the NBA playoffs action. Next week will be the NFL Draft. Coming up on April 20th, that is National Munchies Day, they have shots, liquid marijuana. Hear that correctly. Just $6 all day. Cocktails are on special for $8. Featuring Captain Morgan, Parrot Bay Coconut Rum, Melon Liqueur, and Blue Curacao, shaken and poured over ice, then topped with pineapple juice and a dash of sweet and sour. Cheers from the Lodge, which, by the way, 30 minutes into happy hour. And no one does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, and scenic views out at the Lodge, which will be out there next month. We'll be there before you know it. First Friday of every month, we're at Twin Peaks, in case you're wondering. Just like the second Tuesday of every month, I'm at CBD American Shaman Derby. We'll have some other fun remotes coming up as well. We got so much coming up here in May and June. It's going to be insane. But we are very much looking forward to all the exciting things. All right, time now to look at what's happening in the sports world. It's pretty college basketball heavy. I'll start with this. And that is Umar Ballo, who is one of the top transfers in the portal right now. Arizona transfer. The number one player in the transfer portal. He committed to the Indiana Hoosiers. Now, some K-State fans were hoping that he would choose his new home in Manhattan, but he ends up choosing Indiana. He visited the Hoosiers campus the past couple of days and opted to end his recruitment before taking any other visits. Louisville, Kansas State, North Carolina, Florida, and Arkansas had all pursued him prior to his commitment. The 7-footer from Mali entered the transfer portal last week and immediately became the best player available. 2-time first-team All-Pac-12 selection and also earned All-Defensive Team honors this past season. He averaged 13 points and 10 rebounds per game. He had 20 double-doubles and shot nearly 66% from the field. He had 15 points and 15 rebounds against Clemson in Arizona's season-ending Sweet 16 loss in the NCAA tournament. So he winds up going to Indiana. K-State fans going all darn. Now we have to go and look for another big man in the portal. I'm sure there's a few of them out there that Kansas State can end up getting. I did see that there was a report from Jeff Goodman saying that the number that was being floated out there by a number of coaches, Ballo was asking for $1.2 million. So Indiana maybe emptied out the bank in order to get him. Here's the thing, though. Is Indiana going to be good this upcoming season, Jack, even with him? Like, we all know who's over there at Indiana. It's Mike Woodson, who has been a pretty big disappointment in my eyes. Would you agree with him being the head coach at Indiana?
Oh, undeniably been a disappointment for Hoosiers fans everywhere. I mean, we just don't think Indiana in the same light that we used to under Tom Crean when he kind of brought them back for a little bit. I think Indiana is likely, next to UCLA, the most irrelevant blue blood out there, and UCLA still made a run 2 years ago in the NCAA tournament and in the COVID year as well. So they've done more damage in the NCAA tournament than Indiana has done under Mike Woodson. I mean, they had that one, you know, play-in tournament game. I think it was, and they were the first four in Dayton, Ohio, I think, lost that game or maybe barely won, but didn't make it that far in the NCAA tournament. This is a good pickup. You know that the boosters are going to give them money to compete because that's how you do compete in the current day of college basketball. So a really big, really big pickup for them. They had to replace the skill of Khalil Ware, who was their best player last year. So this is not a bad secondary option going into next year.
I'm a little surprised that he got another year at Indiana. So in 21-22, Indiana went 21-14 overall. They ended up making the NCAA Division I round of 64. They went 9-11 in conference play that year, ninth in the Big Ten. You have 2022-23. Indiana goes 23-12. 12-8 in the Big Ten, tied for second. They end up getting to the round of 32, but can't make it to the Sweet 16. This past year, they go 19-14, 10-10 in Big Ten play. This guy's 31-29 in Big Ten conference play. How do you survive that? Especially at a program like Indiana. I just can't get over that. I figured you would let go of him, and then you would have a plethora of options for people to take over that job in Indiana. But hey, this is the last ditch effort. If you can't get success or have success this year at Indiana after landing this type of a player and getting that NIL money, you gone. And I'll be really curious to see what Indiana does next on that front. Let's go back to the Big 12, shall we? Texas, under head coach Ronnie Terry. Two starting members of the Texas men's basketball team are making their way to the transfer portal, point guard Tyrese Hunter and forward Dylan Mitchell. So Mitchell, he also plans there in the NBA draft. He was ranked as the number 4 prospect in the 2022 class coming out of high school. Didn't really have a consistent role during his first season in Austin. He did take a major step forward as a sophomore under Ronnie Terry. You have Hunter, who was one of the more consistent point guards in the Big 12 last year, and you could also say the same thing too to Iowa State. Guys, the guy has started 106 games over three seasons at Texas and Iowa State, averaged double figures in scoring all three seasons, including 11 points per game on 45% shooting and 34% three-point shooting this past year. Both those areas, by the way, career highs there for him. He had that 30.7 assist game against Oklahoma in the regular season finale. Then he had back-to-back 20-point outings, or he had back-to-back 20-point outings in late December and early January against UNC Greensboro and Texas Tech. But Texas, under Rodney Terry, losing a couple of different guys. However, Texas has had some success in the portal this spring. They landed former Indiana State guards Julian Larry and Jason Kent. They also landed Arkansas transfer Tremont Mark. So it's not like Texas is doing poorly, but Rodney Terry losing a couple of players there due to the transfer portal. I mean, Rodney Terry's, after this past year, I'm sure this first season you're going to get a little bit of leeway, but I just take a look at that role there for Rodney Terry. After kind of what all went down last year, I guess we'll see how long of a leash that might be there. And, of course, to say keeping the Big 12, Texas is about to go to the SEC, so I guess it might not matter when it's all said and done. So, anywho. But this is for sure the Big 12, and that is BYU has its next head men's basketball coach. Phoenix Suns associate head coach Kevin Young has been hired as the next men's basketball coach at BYU. Apparently, it's going to be a long-term contract. Don't know exactly how long it's going to be or how much money it's going to be. Young was the highest-paid assistant in the NBA. He had been a candidate for NBA head coaching jobs in the past two hiring cycles, but BYU landed him with a sizable commitment to lead the Cougars into their second Big 12 conference season and beyond. He replaces Mark Pope, who goes to Kentucky. Young was born in Salt Lake City, Utah. He will continue working with the Suns in the playoffs, but will begin assembling a coaching staff that will immediately start recruiting for BYU. Spent 8 years coaching in the NBA G League, including head coaching jobs with the Utah Flash, the Iowa Energy, and the Delaware 77ers. Young began to gain momentum as a head coaching candidate a year ago. Interviewed with the Bucks, the Raptors, the Rockets, and the Suns. Previously interviewed for head coaching jobs for the 76ers, Jazz, and the Wizards. The Hornets and Nets also interviewed him for jobs this spring. He started his coaching career as an assistant at Utah Valley University. BYU loses Mark Pope, who I thought is a good coach. He'll probably be eaten alive over there in Kentucky because that's how Kentucky operates. This is a slam dunk for BYU. Job well done by the Cougars to be able to lure Kevin Young away from the NBA ranks. Normally you think of guys going from the NBA back down to college basketball. Normally it's a pretty lucrative job. It's a perfect landing spot. Most people aren't going to think BYU would be that type of a job, but BYU ends up pulling him away from the NBA. Gotta say, another good coach in the Big 12, at least that's what I think as of right now. Maybe things will change. Maybe we'll look back at this and go, what a horrible hire. To me, though, this seems like a perfect fit for BYU. Jack, what do you make of this move by BYU to be able to lure a guy away from the NBA, the coach at BYU? That, to me, I can't get over.
Yeah, it's showing that BYU might be more of a desirable job than we gave it credit for. I mean, it's kind of a sleeping giant, if you will, in the basketball, college basketball realm. Mark Pope clearly was seen to be a great coach that even Kentucky wanted to give a call to. Now, of course, that was because he was an alum and an icon of a championship team. But still, they weren't just going to hire him because he once was a Kentucky basketball player. He earned a lot of respect for not just himself, but the BYU basketball program. And you look at where BYU is now. They're in the Big 12, the best conference for college basketball. There's a lot of competitiveness there. And BYU's got a great fan base that travels. They're passionate. It's tough to win there. So, yeah, I'd say I'm shocked that somebody from the NBA dropped back down, but it's a pretty good job to be at. You get a very experienced group almost every single time. The fans are going to show up for you. They are rabid about not just, you know, basketball, but football as well. They really embrace their sports down there. So I think it's one of those sleeping programs that when they get that 1 year of 25, 26 wins, they can really do some damage in the NCAA tournament.
Moving on to the NBA, Blake Griffin, six-time All-Star forward. He announced his retirement for the NBA today. He was selected first overall by the L.A. Clippers out of Oklahoma in the 2009 draft. His time in L.A. got off to a rough start, broke the patella in his left knee during the preseason, came back the following season, won Rookie of the Year in 2010-11, made the first of five straight All-Star appearances, also won the slam dunk contest that season after slamming over a parked car. His high-flying highlights became the calling card of the Clippers, who really took off in the 2011-12 season with the addition of point guard Chris Paul. The acquisition of Paul, well, that helped out DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin, as those two guys were able to catch a lot of lobs, and they found ways to have famous dunks out there for the Clips. However, the Clippers never had a lot of playoff success. Griffin was traded to the Pistons in 2018, just months after signing a five-year, $171 million extension with the Clips. Spent parts of the next four seasons in Detroit before being bought out during the 2020-21 season and signed with the Brooklyn Nets. Played last season for Boston, averaged a career low 4 points, four rebounds, and 1.5 assists per game while appearing at 41 games in mostly a reserve role. Cover boy of the last college basketball game that was ever created. I still remember those days of Blake Griffin and being able to the shoot on the court as a warm-up. He's on the front cover. That was a fun time back then, a much simpler time back then. Blake Griffin officially out of the NBA, calling it quits for basketball. This makes me sad a little bit. He was one of those guys that I'll never forget, like growing up and going, oh my gosh, look at Blake Griffin. He was one of those guys that just had my eyes wide open, because what he was able to do as a dunker was simply sensational. Couldn't really add like the other stuff to it. He was never really going to be that guy who can go out there and stretch it out to be a pure stretch four or anything like that. His ability was simple. I can dunk over you whenever I want. And he did that quite a bit there for the LA Clippers. And he did it quite a bit in the NBA just in general. Jack, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sad are you that Blake Griffin's no longer playing in the NBA? He's one of those guys to me growing up that I'm like, that's one of those guys that I will always have like a soft spot in my heart. And I was pulling for him in the NBA. And then you saw some of the things that he did. You're like, yeah, that guy's a freak. Like, he's going to go down as one of those players that maybe will be overlooked to some, but he won't be overlooked to me.
No, he won't be overlooked because he was an icon for the sport for a handful of years and really had a tremendous basketball career. We knew him, you know, kind of the post-McGrady era and the post-Vince Carter era as one of the best dunkers in the NBA, and he really caught the eye of the nation when he was at Oklahoma. I mean, he and his brother Taylor were there, and Blake was the one that was posterizing guys and having one-handed alley-oops, and then he got to the NBA. He was a slam dunk champion, I believe, jumping over the car. I mean, everybody my age, when you lowered the goal, wanted to be like Blake Griffin. So, yeah, I think it's sad to see a guy like that retire, but, man, has it been 10 years really since we've seen the old Blake Griffin? I mean, I was honestly still surprised he was playing like 3 years ago. He'd battled some injuries. He was coming off the bench for some good teams. But, yeah, I mean, the era of Blake Griffin when he was with the Clippers, I mean, that'll be unforgettable. He still had pretty good seasons after that. But we all remember, you know, he kind of invented or didn't invent, but he made famous the dunk of posterizing a guy by basically throwing it into the goal. right? Mm-hmm. When you did that, you said it was Blake Griffin, or when you jumped over an obstacle in the driveway or in the backyard, you were mimicking Blake Griffin. So, yeah, I think it's more of a nostalgic feel and sad that such an icon is retiring. But I'll be honest, you know, 3 years ago or 2 years ago when he was on Boston, I'm like, I didn't even know Blake Griffin was still playing.
I'm glad that he recovered from the patella injury. I thought when that happened, I thought that would screw him for life. I thought that was it. I thought that was going to be problematic for him. Then he came back, he did exceptionally well, and you're like, all right, maybe he's got a future. Yeah, what you're referring to is the Timofey Mozgov dunk is what you're referring to that was made famous by Blake Griffin. And I don't know if people still use it today. Probably not, because that was, gosh, that was a long time ago. But any time that you saw someone do that in the NBA, you would just say, oh, he Mozgov someone. It wasn't necessarily Blake Griffin, but you thought, oh, Blake Griffin did that to Timofey Mozgov. So that's you Mozgov someone. That was 100% one of the best dunks ever for Blake Griffin. You know what my more personal favorite dunks is, though, for Blake Griffin? You remember when he posterized Kendrick Perkins?
Yes.
For the Thunder? Mm-hmm. Oh, he destroyed him. And I'm not going to lie, I enjoyed that quite a bit. I don't think Kendrick Perkins is one of my favorite basketball players in NBA history. That dude had one of the most disrespectful dunks on an individual I think I have ever seen. And it was also a Mozgov type of situation, too, is what it was, because he just kind of threw it in. But that one against Perkins, though, was just absolutely absurd, because he threw it down physically, threw it down on Perkins's head. It was absurd, absolutely absurd. But, yeah, you look at the clips, you see that Mozgov dunk. Remember the one that DeAndre Jordan had?
On Brandon Knight.
On Brandon Knight. I mean, can we say that that one was maybe better than the Mozgov one?
That was the best dunk I think I've ever seen.
Ever seen?
Like, watched live and saw. Yeah, I don't think that'll ever be topped.
Like, you saw a guy's soul leave his body. That's what happened. Brandon Knight's soul got sucked out, and it just went away. Oh, man, that was so much fun. Yeah, nice little highlight. And then, of course, to add to it, you see DeAndre Jordan, his reaction afterward was something. But, yeah, Blake Griffin's on the sideline just going crazy. Oh, man. Poor choice for Brandon Knight to do that. That was a horrible, horrible, horrible decision there by him to do that. All right. There you go. That's what's happening in the sports world. 316-247-0923. here's a joke, Jack. Kevin Young reportedly wanted to coach players who are a bit older and more mature than NBA players. That's actually kind of funny. Thank you, Texter. 316-247-0923. All right, coming up, we have a Take Two Tuesday, but hold on. Before we do that, I want to tell you one more time. You'll hear me talk about this for the entire week. Shane's been doing the same thing as well. We have an ESPN Wichita golf tournament. If you haven't heard about this, well, now you're going to hear about it. We have our first ever ESPN Wichita listener golf tournament taking place on Tuesday, June 4th at Rolling Hills Country Club. 7:30 is when check-in takes place, as well as breakfast. 9 o'clock is when the shotgun start time takes place. 4-man scramble, but if you want to play as an individual, we can pair you up with someone else. And that way you can still be a part of this, because we want everyone to be a part of it. We don't want to just have one person be left out. We want to make sure we get as many people as possible. So if that interests you, it's just $92.30. You get golf, you get a cart, you get breakfast, you get lunch, a welcome bag. There are a whole lot of prizes. Top Golf's going to be out there with a very special challenge. There will be some other challenges as well. These holes, these ideas that we have at different holes, you're going to have a blast. We're having a ton of fun with it, because that's what we want you to have. We want you to have fun at this thing. We don't want you to go out there and be like, wow, that was a boring tournament. This tournament is going to be a lot of fun, and there will be some epic prizes as well. Just $92.30. You sign up by going to ESPNWichita.com, click on the Listener Golf Tournament graphic. You'll be redirected to the right page. Fill out the information. It's very simple. You could pay right there $370, roughly $370 for an entire team. There's a little bit low, a little bit lower than that when it comes to the actual dollar amount. But you can get signed up now. And here's why you should sign up now. You don't want to sit back and wait. Here's why you should sign up. You have until the end of the week to get this job done. Every person that signs up, and I mean every person that signs up now until the end of the week, each person will receive a pair of tickets to a Wichita Wind Surge game of their choosing. You can choose whatever game you want here at Riverfront Stadium. It's as simple as that. Go to ESPNWichita.com and get signed up now. That special promotion is not going to last. And we have lots of people that are hopping on board mainly because of this promotion. Just saying. Because who doesn't want a free pair of tickets? It's a pair of Wichita Wind Surge tickets. It's fantastic. Each person's going to get a pair of Wind Surge tickets. It's great. So get the signing up now. Go to ESPNWichita.com. When we come back, Jack Johnson takes us the rest of the way with a Take Two Tuesday next on The Pulse.
This is The Pulse on Wichita's new sports leader, ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-384-9393. That's 800-384-9393. 800-384-9393.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. On that heavy shelf you hung yesterday. Turns out you didn't use enough anchors. Wait, you didn't use any anchors? Now you've got an open floor plan. Trendy. And if you have the wrong home insurance, you could need a wall of money to fix this. So get home insurance with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find her balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention, Kansas. Building a new home is still affordable and possible with the help of Shocker Homes. Homes built to the specs that exceed traditional builders. Residential homes that are pleasing to the eye inside and out. From 9-foot drywall ceiling heights and granite counters to custom wood cabinets and premium flooring, Shocker Homes has what you've been wanting at an affordable price. More affordable than any Kansas builder, period. Come visit the Shocker Home Design Center next to Parks Motors on East Highway 54 and prepare to be shocked in a good way.
Coming up tonight, the first of six games at Riverfront Stadium. The Wichita Wind Surge are set to take on the Tulsa Drillers in the Propeller Series. Emmanuel Rodriguez was named the Texas League Hitter of the Week and the Minnesota Twins Hitter of the Week. First of 24 games between the two teams. Wichita won the Propeller back in 2021. Tulsa has won it the last two seasons. Wind Surge didn't get a win against the Springfield Cardinals. However, in a good chunk of those games, though, they actually had leads in those games. The bullpen just hasn't been able to put it together quite yet. Hopefully things will change here tonight against the Tulsa Drillers. 7:05 first pitch, pregame roughly at about 6:50 right here on your home for the Wichita Wind Surge, ESPN Wichita 92.3 FM. All right, Jack Johnson, before we turn our attention to the program, it is a Tuesday, so let us do a Take Two Tuesday. What's in store for us today on April 16?
Pick your two favorite comedy movies.
Well, I always go right off the bat with this one, but it's a personal favorite of mine because it has to do with our profession in some ways. I really can't get enough of Anchorman. I just love Anchorman. Will Ferrell in that movie is hilarious, but also you have Paul Rudd, you have Steve Carell, you got a lot in that movie. And then you throw in Vince Vaughn and a few others as well. Big fan of Anchorman. Ben Stiller makes an appearance. I know it's kind of a dumb one, but I think that is by far and away my number one. I would say Dumb and Dumber, but I have a feeling you would not like that. So, man, the other comedy, man, that is tough. Anchorman is by far and away number one. Like, there's nothing that's touching it in my eyes. But there are so many others to choose from. Step Brothers is hilarious. Wedding Crashers is great. Gosh, I mean, I always laugh when I'm watching the other guys. Oh, I mean, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective's one that I really find funny. That is so tough. Get Hard, a texter says, 316-247-0923. It's actually on a streaming service, Jack. I got to watch it. I don't think I've had a chance to do it at this point. I've seen bits and pieces, so I got to put that on my list. Thank you, texter. I'll stick with the other guys. The other guys makes me laugh quite a bit. So those would be my top two. What do you got for your two comedy movies?
I'll probably go This Is the End for number one.
That's a good one. Yep, I watched a part of that the other day when I was sick. So, yeah, good one.
I'd go with that, and then probably, I'll go Deadpool.
Okay, that's good, too. I did see another texter. He/she suggests Caddyshack. When's the last time you saw Caddyshack?
Oh, a couple months ago.
Yeah? Okay. I'm just glad you saw it, which I'm not surprised, but I'm just glad that you have recently, because I do think that is a good suggestion. Thank you, texter. Job well done, people. Job well done. That is it for us, though. We're officially out of time. Thank you so much for paying attention to us today. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. For producer, actually, I take that back. I don't know if we'll be back tomorrow at 2. Could be 2:30, could be 2, could be 3 o'clock. The Wind Surge have a day game tomorrow. You should come on out to catch the Wind Surge. 12:05 first pitch tomorrow. Catch it right here on ESPN Wichita, and then we will follow up Tim Grubbs afterward. For producer Jack Johnson, I'm Pat Strothman saying so long, Wichita. We'll talk to you tomorrow following the Wind Surge.
Wichita's new sports leader, ESPN Wichita, 92.3 FM. KKGQ, Newton.